There was a lot of snow that winter, and the weather had been rough, and the fuel barge didn't make the fall delivery date. We were having to either fly in 10 barrels of diesel fuel at a time at a very high price, or we had to bring it in by crab boat. 10 barrels doesn't last very long in this village. The runway was covered with snow, and we had a very poorly operating loader, and it broke down dead center of the runway the day before the plane was supposed to come. And then, of course, the plane said they couldn't come. There's no way until we got that loader off and cleared the runway. And the Coast Guard had said, no more delivering fuel with crab boats. They're not certified to deliver fuel, so you can't use the crab boat anymore. So this was our only opportunity, the only way we were going to get fuel in, and we were within hours of running out of fuel. The only thing we had to worry about was heat, keeping things from freezing up. I mean, we were all prepared, if need be, to have to move into one place. I was the caretaker for the lodge, the Ugluda Lodge out there. That lodge never got above 50 degrees because the only thing heating the whole thing was this very small wood stove. Fortunately, there was a barn on the island that had recently fallen over. So I went up and drug wood from that barn and cut it up with a skill saw to keep the wood stove going. And then I had a little tiny monitor stove over in the corner that I kept on 40 degrees just to make sure that nothing froze up. That was my heat for the winter. The rest of the folks just kept their heater on at night and then turned it off during the day. So we took the winches that had been used to raise the wind turbine. We had a 65 kilowatt Vestas wind turbine installed, and we had used three winches to raise it up. It's the only tilt-up tower turbine of that size. So we still had those winches, and we drug an old broken-down panel van over there, hooked the winches to that, and while the men winched the loader off the runway, we shoveled that whole 3,500-foot runway by hand. And the next day, we were able to get a plane in to bring 10 more barrels of fuel before we ran out. I had to acclimate to the cold. And when I went home, when I came back to Palmer, I walked in the house and it was like, my gosh, you guys got the heater on 90 or what? And it was at 65. The Aleutians are what they call maritime. I would call them extreme maritime. The whole time I was there, I lived in my long underwear. I slept with my hat on. So now I really appreciate heat.